It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on November 16th. Climb every mountain, raindrops on roses, and whiskers on kittens. Do-re-mi. If these lyrics sound familiar, then you're one of millions of Americans who've seen or heard The Sound of Music, which premiered on Broadway on this day in 1959. Featuring the creative team of writers Howard Lindsay and Russell Crouse, and composer and lyricist Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, the show was an instant success, besides some mediocre reviews, and the original cast recording was nearly as big of a hit as the show itself, selling more than 3 million copies worldwide. Surprising fact? Although Maria von Trapp really was a former nun who married and became a stepmother to widower George von Trapp's many children, very little of the actual information she revealed in her 1949 book, The Story of the Trapp Family Singers, made it into the hit musical. Also on this day in history, in 1907, Oklahoma became the 46th U.S. state. In 1988, Benazir Bhutto was elected Prime Minister of Pakistan. And in 2001, the first Harry Potter film was released. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
November 16th, 1532. Atahualpa rides on a throne decorated with gold and feathers. Atahualpa is the ruler of the Inca Empire, and today, he's come to the highland town of Cajamarca to meet with a small crew of Spaniards who have sailed across the world on a mission of plunder and conquest. As Atahualpa understands it, today they want to surrender to him, celebrate his might. And yet, within 2 hours, the Spaniard Francisco Pizarro and just 168 Spanish soldiers capture Atahualpa and begin their conquest of the Inca Empire. But when history is written by the victors, how can we tell what's really true?
I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.